Welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson, pleased to be joined by Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf, and we're going to delve into some of the big issues facing the Eagles entering the final quarter of this 2012 season. And first and foremost, head coach Andy Reid made the announcement that Nick Foles will be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. Dave, what's your reaction to the news?
I think it's the right thing to do. Everybody obviously wants to see how Foles develops, and the Eagles really need to know going into the 2013 offseason if he has a chance to be a franchise quarterback. What we haven't seen from Foles is that late game drive to try to put points on the board, but otherwise, I think he's made very nice steps. I like the idea of keeping him there for four games, and let's see what he does over the final quarter of the year.
Well, I think that's exactly right. We don't know that Nick Foles is going to be the quarterback of the future for this Eagles franchise, but we might as well take four more games to find out. He is coming off his best game of the season last week against the Cowboys, so I'm interested to see what kind of steps he takes moving forward. And as Andy Reid says, if anything changes for him, knowing that he's going to be the starter for these final four games.
Speaking of changes on the defensive side of the football, the Eagles relieved Jim Washburn of his duties as a defensive line coach on Monday. Tommy Brazier, who had two previous stints with the Eagles, fills in for Washburn. What do you make of the move, Bo? And what does that mean for this young defensive line corps? Guys like Brandon Graham, who's now in the starting lineup, and Vinny Curry, who should get more snaps down the stretch.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to see, is more playing time for those young guys. Brandon Graham did a great job in that first game, 1.5 sacks in his first start of the year, replacing Jason Babin. But Vinny Curry is also the guy we're going to look at here. He only got 10 snaps last week after that first game of the season. So I think part of the reason is to give these young guys some more snaps, and hopefully they'll be able to produce under Tommy Brazier.
You know, I think that this is obviously a move of desperation, of frustration. The defense in a year's time, a season's time, has replaced its defensive coordinator and now the defensive line coach. This is unprecedented, certainly, since I've been covering the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, what to expect from Tommy Brazier moving forward? I want to see Trent Cole rebound in these final four games. I think it's critical that the Eagles find out about Cole. Has he gone off the cliff, or is there still some good football left in a player who has had double-digit sacks in each of the last three seasons, four of the last five, and, of course, a left defensive end? We want to see Brandon Graham as well. And, guys, I got to tell you, the defensive tackles are just not showing up on a weekly basis. Let's see if Tommy Brazier and some subtle technique changes can improve their production.
Brazier worked with Mike Patterson and Trent Cole in their rookie season of 2005, the last time that Brazier was with the football team. Now, they're going to Tampa Bay this week to face a highly vaunted Buccaneers offense led by Josh Freeman, who's had a resurgence this year, certainly helped by Doug Martin, a candidate for Rookie of the Year, and free agent signing Vince Jackson, a big wide receiver. With all these changes in the defense, do they have a chance to stop this Buccaneers offense, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think what we need to see is an Eagles defense, guys, that doesn't have these problems with communication, that doesn't leave receivers wide open, that shows some effort, shows some urgency. Obviously, when you play the Bucs, your first priority is Doug Martin, who's a tremendously powerful running back, keeps the legs moving, very difficult to bring down, a candidate for the NFC's Rookie of the Year. I think it's a tough assignment for the Eagles defense. And look, it was really frustrating again to see on Sunday night Dallas Cowboys receivers running wide open. Why this is happening, I do not know. I think you can clearly understand the frustration Todd Bowles is having. He's putting in a game plan. He's trying to simplify things, and the player's just not responding.
Yeah, you want to see this defense be on the same page, and I think that's part of the reason that the change was made at defensive line coach. You want these guys working together, and as you said, you don't want to see wide receivers running free down the middle of the field. It is an opportunity for this Eagles team to play spoiler, as they've talked about so far. The Bucs are very much in the playoff race, so a win here would go a long way doing that.
Now, the Eagles are 3-9, but we've seen some promise from the young players, guys like Foles, running back Bryce Brown, and others. Who is one guy you want to see get more snaps down the stretch? Bo, you get to kick this one off.
Well, I would say Vinny Curry, but we already talked about him. So the other guy I'll say is Riley Cooper. Riley has shown time and time again here that every time he gets a chance to play and play often, he makes plays. And I think that there's a chance here that Riley Cooper is very much an integral part of the offense moving forward. I've been impressed with what I've seen from Riley.
I think one of the big concerns for this football team in the big picture is the cornerback position. And Nnamdi Asamoah's contract balloons in 2013. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. So theoretically, neither may be back next year. So who are your cornerbacks? Let's take a look at the last four games at Curtis Marsh, a third-round draft pick in 2011. He's a little bit stiff, having not played the position a whole lot. He's a tenacious kid. He works hard. He learns quickly. He wants to be great. Let's put him on the field and see what he can do.
Guys, great analysis there. And we'll continue to preview this matchup all week long right here on Philadelphia.com. For Dave and Bo, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us. And stay tuned for more right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.